The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You take control here. The we is me, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we invite you to become part of the show and bring up whatever you would like to discuss. Still to come here tonight, the NSA says it can't comply with a court order because they are too big. Too big to comply. We will give you the story here in moments from Liberty Crier. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We also had a caller last hour talking about a guy who went to jail and eventually prison for selling ecstasy. And at the very end of the call, he recommended that people not sell drugs because they could end up going to prison. And I pointed out that, oh, somebody's got to sell it. So who's going to do it and how do you do it? Well, you can actually acquire a product from the Silk Road. You can go in the dark web, as it is called, to just various sites that are similar to the Silk Road. These are underground marketplaces where not just drugs are sold, but other things. Some legal products are actually sold in these online drug marketplaces. Prescription pills, fake identification, all kinds of interesting things that you can't go buy at Amazon. So deep.web.com has a little rundown of a study that says that Silk Road has reduced violence. Silk Road, the existence of a website, has reduced violence in the drug trade. The story, again, from deep.web. I've been holding this post for over a week, and for some reason it slipped my publishing queue, but better late than never. The data in the study is a bit hard to verify, and a better definition would be debate between researchers more than a real study, but it does show some interesting views, so it's worth mentioning. Online black marketplaces such as the Silk Road, which used untraceable Bitcoin transactions and was shut down in October of 2013, may have actually reduced violent crimes related to drugs, according to a new report. Online drug traffickers tend to buy larger amounts of stock, acting as wholesalers, and with Silk Road acting as the broker of the deals, there was less chance of dealers meeting directly with a trafficker, and therefore less opportunity for violence, intimidation, and terrorism. The new report, entitled Not an eBay for Drugs, the Crypto Market Silk Road as a Paradigm of Shifting Criminal Innovation, carried out by University of Lausanne criminologist David Hetu and University of Manchester law professor Judith Alders. The research says the site was transformative rather than an incremental criminal innovation, and that it was giving rise to, quote, a new breed of retail drug dealer equipped with a technological subcultural capital skill set for sourcing stock. The study found that large amounts of deals on the site could best be characterized as being business to business, with sales in quantities and at prices similar to those of drug dealers obtaining stock. High-priced quantity sales generated between 31% and 45% of the revenue on the site, making sales to drug dealers the key Silk Road drugs business.
Well, key is less than 50% here. Not to say it's not important, but, I mean, there's a lot of users. There are enough users using it, too, right?
Well, yeah, there was something like a million users in total on the Silk Road, or at least, was it a million users or transactions? Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of people on the Silk Road.
I don't think it's a million users.
There's... That ratio is always going to be kind of like that, isn't it? Aren't there always going to be, in number, a lot more consumers and consumers than there are firms?
It sounds to me like, yes, that what they're saying is true, is that there were some dealers, plenty of dealers, that were deciding, huh, this would be a good way to get my stock and be safer and you know,
right,
offer better products and that kind of thing.
Because you don't know the vendor, and the vendor doesn't know you. is the idea.
And a lot of people, a lot of people, depending on the type of drug, as I understand it, Silk Road was bigger into marijuana and ecstasy than it was in, like, crack and heroin.
I don't know. I mean, we'd have to go and look at the numbers.
I read another story on this, and that's what they'd said, that was, in fact, what they did. And that's more, the buyers for that are less committed, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You know, if one weekend you just can't find any ecstasy, well, then I guess you just don't do any ecstasy.
So essentially the story says here it means that the end users of the drugs were not the purchasers. The dealers were, and they were using it to stock up on product without having to interact with traditional suppliers. The way Silk Road's transactions took place meant that their vendors were able to trade in an environment with far less of the risks associated with traditional drug markets. Shouldn't that be far fewer of the risks?
It depends on whether you're talking about the risk or the risks. Yeah, there's fewer risks. There's less risk. There's fewer risks. And by the way, this is style, not rules.
In cases of disputes, Silk Road administrators would adjudicate the deals, and vendors' reputations in their previous deals were available in eBay-esque feedback. New buyers without a transaction track record were required by vendors to circumvent the protection that payment escrow offered them and release the funds to the vendor before the goods were received, allowing vendors to remove the risk of non-payment, theft of product and cash, and potential for violence that may be apparent in face-to-face meetings during a trade. Further research on the site suggested dealers began to trade there for its low risk, high traffic, high markup, secure and anonymous environment. It changed the entire paradigm for drug sales by creating a massive, relatively safe, worldwide market for the drug dealers who sold there.
And that's, you know, as far as MDMA or ecstasy goes, or Molly or whatever the terminology is one wishes to use, this really makes a difference because much of the stuff that's going around the United States is cut with things like heroin and dextromethorphanhydrobromide.
I don't know if there's ever been any evidence that heroin has been used to cut MDMA. But
the claim has certainly been there.
It has certainly been cut and or been sold as, or other products have been sold as though they are MDMA, and that's bad.
Stuff that's less healthy for you, I'd say.
Yeah.
Now, there's a story on Quartz, QZ.com, from December 2013 that says that MDMA was the most popular amongst U.S. users of the Silk Road. MDMA was the most popular, followed
interesting.
In order of importance, followed in order by LSD, marijuana.
Wow. And marijuana's number three. That's a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
People can get it, though.
Well, that's a good point. You can get real marijuana in real life pretty easily. There's not a lot of bunk fake marijuana out there, whereas in the MDMA market, there's a whole lot of fake MDMA. I mean, odds are good if you buy MDMA from any street dealer or club dealer, which I don't recommend you do, that it's going to be fake. I mean, you can almost bank on the fact that it's going to be fake. So that makes sense, I guess, that MDMA would be the number one sought in the United States because it's so bad here. Whereas over in the Netherlands and other nearby countries, that it's a lot better. The MDMA there is more likely to actually be MDMA when you buy it. So maybe it's not as popular in those countries on sites like the Silk Road. And of course, LSD is also in a lot of cases bunk. When Rich Paul, our friend who's in jail, he was actually charged with one count of selling purported LSD. Well, he thought he had LSD, but it wasn't. It turned out it was something else that he was selling.
Well, I thought that he knew what it was, but he called it acid. And he never referred to it as LSD.
I got the impression that at least initially, he didn't know what he had ended up.
This is not testimony.
He's already been found guilty, Mark. So.
He's going up to the Supreme Court this week, right?
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So, so interesting also that LSD was number two on that list because, again, LSD is a hard-to-find substance. It doesn't come around very often in my experience, and if it does come around, if what is purported as LSD is coming around, there's also good odds it's not real. It's something else. It may be some sort of hallucinogen, so, you know, if you take it, then you will have some sort of an experience, but it won't be LSD in a lot of cases.
Yeah, strychnine, rat poison.
And that one's even more difficult. No, not likely to be those things. It's more likely to be some sort of imitator, basically. There are other trippy substances out there. But anyway, there you go. Let's continue on here with a story from deep.web.com. Further research on the site, that is the Silk Road, suggested the dealers began to trade there for, again, this environment they had. The assumption is based on the premise of only the vendors being drug dealers. If Silk Road's customers sourcing the products were also drug dealers, a deal would have to take place further down the line, potentially introducing violent or territorial situations. Silk Road traffickers were more likely to sell less harmful and higher purity drugs than their street counterparts. Heroin, crack, and methamphetamine accounted for only a small share of the marketplace traffic, which was dominated by sales of prescription drugs with 3,953 listings and generating some $11 million in annual revenues. Cannabis accounted for $24 million of the purchases and over 2,600 listings. And the site mostly catered to recreational drugs, including ecstasy, cannabis, and psychedelics, which together represented $53 million in revenues. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts as well here on the Silk Road, making the drug trade safer. This is Free Talk Live.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not
want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,261.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,307.17, $653.59 for a half ounce, or $326.79 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,307.17, $653.59, and $326.79.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll free. The NSA can't comply with a court order, they say, because they're too big. We'll share the story with you here, and the we includes me, Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And if you care about online privacy, steps must be taken. You have to do something to protect your privacy because your internet service provider is probably violating it. They're probably taking every single search term that you enter, every website that you punch in, and they're probably logging that information in some cases for up to 5 years. So they're not very concerned about your privacy, but ProXPN is. And you can go and get started with ProXPN right now at proxpn.com/FTL. You can use their freebie account, get started with that, and try out the service. And you'll find out how great of a service it is because they encrypt your internet connection. They make it so everything that you put in is encrypted. Every bit of data flowing out and into your computer is encrypted, meaning your ISP will no longer know what you're doing online. That means they'll no longer be able to track and or sell or give that information to the government. So you can put a stop to it over at proxpn.com/FTL. And with their premium account, which you can get with our discount code FTL20 for 20% off for the lifetime of the account, with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You get servers around the world to which you can connect. You can also privately torrent with ProXPN. Now, you want to use their Netherlands server for maximum privacy protection. And again, you need to have their premium account to do those things. So go and get signed up, get started, grab their software for Windows, Mac iOS, or Mac, iOS. Those are two different things. And Android devices as well. Plus, Linux users, you can email their tech support and get some instructions on how to set things up for Linux. It's a little different there. ProXPN.com/FTL. Code FTL20. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online surfing habits. We're going to continue here with your thoughts. We've got the Silk Road story at deep.web.com. We've talked about some of this stuff about the Silk Road for years, about how it's a real study in harm reduction to look at the Silk Road. You pointed out, Mark, that you know the drug quality is more likely to actually be what you order on the Silk Road, this sort of underground drug marketplace, basically. And that helps keep drug users safe. You're likely to get the amount that you've ordered, the purity that you've ordered, because there's more open competition there to make dealers more honest and sell products that are not bunk.
Right. I mean, if you look at eBay, yes, there are bad business deals that go on eBay, but people work very, very hard there to get a good user rating. Silk Road isn't much different, except that you don't have to give, you know, all your identifying information when you get an account, except the account is yours. You know, if I go in and I make an account, Mr. Schnurgelpuss, and I've got the password.
So you're Mr. Schnurgelpuss.
I am the Mr. Schnurgelpuss. And I go and I make that account. I'm the only one with the password. It may not give my name and my address and my social security number and all those other things. But
your transactions are tied to the account, and there's a reputation there.
Right, and people are very careful when they buy from new people. They want to go to Mr. Snurglepuss, who has that 100 rating or whatever it is.
It's true.
So I really don't know what the rating
is. The story over at deep.web is going to give us more info about the Silk Road and some of the numbers behind the site. You know, what were the popular drugs and how much money were they pulling in? Barbara is with us, though, listening to KZNU in St. George, Utah. Hi, Barbara.
Well, hello. I was listening, and I just was a little concerned about the whether you advocate, you know, for drug use. And my grandson said, you know, he's all about this liberty movement, and you know, I thought I would listen, and I thought, oh my, is he trying to tell Grandma something? Is he on acid or dropping?
Barbara, I'd like to just to answer your question right up front. I advocate for harm reduction. That's my viewpoint. I think that we have to take the position that people are going to use drugs, even if, you know, you or others don't think that's a good idea. We know people are going to do it, whether we're talking about alcohol, which is the hardest drug. Alcohol is a very, very dangerous drug. Or whether we're talking about LSD or MDMA or any of these other common illegal drugs, people are going to use drugs. And the harm reduction approach says, okay, we accept that people are going to use drugs. So let's make it Let's make a world in which the people that are using drugs are likely to survive the encounter. They're likely to live through it.
Go ahead.
No, I that makes sense. You know, I'm originally from Minnesota. You know, and I'm old. I'm older, and you know, lived through the crazy drug days and.
How old are you?
I understand it. Oh, you know, 75.
You don't ask a lady that.
Well, she didn't answer the question, but you're talking
about. I'm proud of how old I am.
No, I didn't hear what she said. How old?
I'm 75.
75. So you were a little older during, so 1969 or whatever, maybe you were, what, close to 30 or something like that?
Well, I don't know. I can't do the math.
Okay, because I know my parents were born in 1950, and they're in their mid-60s now. That's how I was able to do run the numbers so quickly. So maybe were you in part of that culture? Did you experience that when you were?
Oh, no, I was not raised that way. But you know, I watched the news. I knew that it was going on. You know.
Mm-hmm. So.
I would prefer, like in my little world, I would prefer nobody ever do mind-altering substances, but I would be a real hypocrite if I said that nobody could, because I have a glass of red wine, many evenings, and I admittedly, it changes and alters the way that I feel. It's
sure
probably
does.
The reason I do it. And so if I'm going to enjoy a glass of red wine or two, then other people are going to do whatever it is that they do. As long as they're not harming anybody, like getting into a car and running folks down, that kind of thing, then, I don't have much to say.
Yeah.
I definitely would go ahead and say, kids, don't do, methamphetamines, crack, heroin. If you're going to do something like that, you know, stick with the stuff that's not going to get you addicted and ruin your life.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I like that. I'm glad that, you know, I wasn't going to hold, you know, and talk to you because I thought, oh, they'll just think I'm silly. But I appreciate, you know, I respect that because, you know, I like a little wine in the evening, too. So I understand that.
That's what I was going to ask you, and I'm glad that you volunteered the information, Barbara. And I appreciate you calling in to clarify, to ask for clarification on this. And thank you for the call tonight.
It can be so hard to know.
Thank you, boy.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Barbara.
It's been so long since I've been called a boy. And it's so difficult to know what the individual listener's thinking, right? Like there's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, depending on the night and the time with Free Talk Live of people listening. You know, you can't really think what each person is thinking in any given moment. So I love it when folks like Barbara call in for clarification.
Yeah, it's really great. And you can.
And I like it when they call Johnny Ray a boy.
I'd like to add that the youths of America, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they don't have a whole lot of respect for the authorities in Washington, D.C., and the war on drugs only erodes that authority. Marijuana and methamphetamine, their chicness is augmented by the fact that it's illegal.
It's true.
You know, there's no cough syrup chic, but there is a heroin chic.
Let's come back with more. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. Altering one's consciousness, it's something that is natural for humans, as Barbara just pointed out. She has done it for herself, and that is drug use. And it's, you know, if it's done moderately, it's not a terrible thing. It's Free Talk Live. Welcome.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the drug business and how Silk Road single-handedly changed the game. And that's what this, the report that deep.web.com is talking about here is explaining about, you know, some of the numbers behind the Silk Road and what it was that people were using the site for. Turns out a significant portion of the site's revenue was actually coming from wholesale deals. 31 to 45% of the revenue, according to this study, were high price quantity sales, meaning that dealers were buying from dealers.
Right. I mean, Silk Road is as significant to the drug trade as eBay or Amazon were to retail sales and are still to retail sales. Now, the Silk Road still exists.
Silk Road 2.0.
Yeah, it's things are a bit different than they were before, but it's still chugging along. And I don't know what the specifics are of sales or anything like that. Wouldn't propose to know. It's not my, it's not where I pay attention, but it really did make a difference. And the ways that it made a difference are, quality in that. Remember, when you're talking about bad quality with illegal drugs, you're talking about people having adverse reactions, overdoses, dying.
Possible death.
The possible death. Now, there's far fewer deaths to illegal drugs than there are to prescription drugs taken the way that they're prescribed. But that's really sort of, you know, I mean, people are concerned with that and they should be concerned with that. The second thing is the violence that surrounds the drug trade. People participate in violence in all kinds of different ways. And that is, I mean, you know, is it a deterrent to people doing drugs? I suppose, but what you...
No, not really. I mean, the violence isn't as common between a street-level dealer and their customers. It's more
common...
No, they
just rip them off and give them, sell them bad products.
Yeah, that's more common. What's the violence becomes more common as the money becomes more valuable. The trades become more valuable. So... It doesn't take much to encounter violence in the drug trade. It certainly is out there, and it's not hard to come across.
But the fact is we can see where drugs have been legalized around the world or decriminalized around the world, that you see less drug usage, less crime, and younger people using drugs less often.
So we had a lady call in, Barbara. From Utah. She said her grandson's been listening to the show, really likes the freedom ideas, and she wanted to check it out. And her concern was about, well, are we advocating for drug use? And I said, oh, I'm a harm reduction advocate. I'd like to detail that a little bit further. But coming up on July 19th and 20th, Mark, you and I are going to be in Chicago. Me, for the first time. I've never been to Chicago before. Have you, Mark? I know you went on a road trip a long time ago.
I have been to Chicago several times.
So it'll be a first time for me, and it's also a first time for the North American Bitcoin Conference to go anywhere in the Midwest, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact, I was there for the Chicago Marathon. My wife ran the Chicago Marathon, and
I had
to meet her in several different locations. So I give her water and little packets of energy. And I'll tell you, it's harrowing. Just exhausting having to go to all those different stops and meet her.
How do you do that if she's running in the marathon? Are you
I get
like
it. I see what you did there.
Thank you very much. Because he never gets a joke. This is what it's like working, with Ian. You're not working without a net. You're working without a wire. I mean, there's no laugh track. There's no nothing.
I thought you were, getting on a subway or
he
something.
He was saying,
like that.
Well, he was, and that was his point. It was easy.
Taxi cabs.
It was easy for him to do what he did while his wife was running a marathon.
I stop off it. I missed one of the stops because I had Starbucks.
July 19th and 20th, we'll be there, as will many great speakers. Trace Meyer from the Armory Wallet. This is the North American Bitcoin Conference. Peter Smith of Blockchain.info. Philip Kowski of the Peace Action Network. Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum. Jeffrey Tucker, Liberty from Liberty.me. And many others. You can go to btcchicago.com to learn more about the event. Get your tickets right now. And, of course, you can pay in Bitcoin. It's July 19th and 20th, Chicago's McCormick Place South Building. For the North American Bitcoin Conference, we'll be broadcasting there as well, btcchicago.com. So talking briefly here a little bit more about harm reduction and why it's so important.
I wanted to talk about Barbara's call and how, it's a sad state of affairs in talk radio when somebody wants to call in, ask a question, or just sort of make a comment or whatever, and their biggest fear, and their fear is that they're going to get made fun of and treated badly. And I don't know what that says about other talk radio. I don't listen
to
a lot of it. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But
they treat their callers like tissues.
I have heard that that's how you're supposed to do it. Free Talk Live, hopefully we don't do that. And consider for a second, we didn't know that we were going to talk about the grandson here, but there's a listener of ours that's on board, and how would he have felt if his grandmother had been treated poorly on the air?
That would have been terrible. But she had a positive experience on a topic on which she was relatively wary, right? Like, that could have gone bad. That call could easily have gone bad. And we managed to take a wary caller, a concerned caller, and turn it into a positive conversation where everyone was able to communicate exactly how they felt.
I think it's pretty clear that if you call into Free Talk Live, with a pugnacious attitude, that things may not go particularly well. We'll try our best. But
like a certain caller earlier on tonight.
Well, I thought that would pretty darn well, frankly.
She had our number. She was a grandmother with a Minnesotan accent. There was no way
she said she was from Minnesota, like, really.
It was cute. So, maybe I don't know what her grandson is into. I mean, maybe he's gotten into experimentation. Maybe he hasn't. I can understand why that's a scary thing for parents or grandparents, because there's been a lot of demonization of drugs in the mainstream media. And a lot of drugs are very dangerous. They can be very addictive, and people are more likely to have problems with some drugs than other drugs. You ticked off some of the real baddies, Mark, that people seem to have real issues with. Heroin and crack cocaine, as well as methamphetamine. But that's not to say people haven't had problems with cocaine or MDMA. I mean, an addict can get addicted to a lot of experiences, and drugs provide a variety of experiences.
Addicted to marijuana. Somebody Rich called in last night and said that people couldn't get addicted to marijuana. I think they can, but I think they can get addicted to ice cream at night too.
It's true. I do love some ice cream. So, yeah, drugs are they can be very dangerous, and they should be respected because of that. They should be used, if you're going to use them, with much caution and care and research and learning about what you're getting into. And the illegality of these drugs makes it difficult to acquire information about them, or at least it was more difficult in the past before the advent of the Internet. Now, all you have to do is spend a little bit of time, and you can acquire information. But if you don't look online, you can get a lot of bad info from people in the drug culture.
You're getting info like when I was younger in the 80s. You listen to people. This is a terrible way to get information. Yeah.
And it used to be a terrible way. The black market used to be a real bad way of actually getting the drugs themselves. So, again, harm reduction says let's reduce the harm, accepts the idea that people are going to use drugs, and says how can we make it so this person has as positive an experience as possible and as healthy an experience as possible and comes out of it alive without a bunch of negative side effects. What are the ways that that can happen? And how can they have the experience without ending up inside a jail cell as well? You want to talk about reducing harm. The war on drugs creates more harm. If you've got somebody who's a drug addict taking that person out of their life and putting them into a jail cell or a prison cell is not helping them with their habit necessarily. And it in a lot of cases makes people's lives worse, which drives depression and drives more and further in probably increasing harm levels of drug use. So the Silk Road has helped change this in a lot of ways. Not only has it changed the game of drug dealing from the business side, in that drug dealers are now able to source product from all around the world instead of their 1 to 3 or, very few dealers in a local area. Then you just, you get what you get. You've got the connections you've got. Whereas now that the Silk Road exists, an entire world of vendors opens up, and that means competition, that means good product, that means better prices. And all of that that safety can be passed down to the consumer as well. So it's been a real interesting experiment to watch the Silk Road. Opioids, by the way, from deep.web.com, prescription drugs and stimulants were worth about 60% of the 53.3 million dollars in revenues, which came from recreational drugs like ecstasy, cannabis, and psychedelics, or about $32 million. In comparison, crack cocaine was only found in 8 listings on the site, while methamphetamine accounted for just 3. Now, this is likely a snapshot in time, one moment of the Silk Road. It changes over time here. 855-453 is the toll-free number, or more with your calls and thoughts. Certainly welcome here. We'll try to slip in a game of the week as well.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts.
Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-4255. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. We'll get your call in here maybe in this moment, so the remaining moments of Free Talk Live here. But if you don't get in tonight, we've got another show tomorrow. We do them 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And you can join us online if you don't get us on your local talk radio station at freetalklive.com.
And get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Our gift to you to try out BuzzBox Coffee. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans, shade grown. Shade grown's important. If you get that kind of acid reflux thing from coffee, shade grown can handle that. It's also better for songbirds, by the way, because they nest in those trees that shade the coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. One of the special things about BuzzBox Coffee is that they allow partners like us to give microloans to people around the world. So when you get your coffee, you're going to drink coffee anyway. You might as well get it from coffee.freetalklive.com. When you get it through there, for every 10 people that do, we're able to offer another microloan to help another family in need around the world, whether it's a sewing machine or a plow or a bicycle or whatever it is that they need to make a business and make a better life for themselves. It can make a real difference. Give them the hand up that they need by going to coffee.freetalklive.com, signing up for the subscription, getting your free pound, and trying the coffee, enjoying the coffee, and continuing to get your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nathan in Texas on Skype. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, guys. I wanted to call in and be part of the epic show where Dave and Whit call in at the same time. I had this idea, but I decided it wasn't worth talking about. But then they beat me to it.
Who's they? Okay.
You're talking about Dave and James. Yeah. James.
But since they broached the topic, I want to know, if they did have their own show, who would each of you want for the third co-host, and what do you think they would do?
So if James from Arizona and Dave from New York, two of our chronic callers.
So this is like a fantasy talk show host league? Is that what's going on here?
If they had their own show, who should the third host be, is what your question is?
Exactly.
G.G. Allen.
The punk band?
Yeah, the punk rock guy who made his living out of, like, eating poo on stage.
But does... Wait. Can the choice be from anyone who's in the, you know, the in existence of humanity, or does it have to be an existing caller to Free Talk Live?
Well, it would have to be an existing person. I don't know if it would have to be a caller, but I guess if you like. I was thinking you were going to say Mr. Tack Pants, because you...
That's a great idea. No, I hadn't thought of Mr. Tack Pants.
If you put Neil Bortz on there, he'd just explode with rage. Now, they'd probably team up on Dave and beat him.
Neil Bortz is a talk show host.
Former talk show host, yeah.
For people that don't know what you're talking about. Nathan, anything else you want to share?
People know
tonight?
About Mr. Tack Pants?
Oh. My vote, by the way,
everyone
Nathan
knows about Mr.
Sure
Tack Pants.
For Tom in New Hampshire.
Tom in New Hampshire says Johnny Ray would be his vote.
I have to concur. I think that would
be interesting.
The trio.
There you go. Good thought experiment, Nathan. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. Have a great evening,
appreciate
guys.
The call tonight. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
I'd just pick Ian. Just, it would be fun to just put him in the room with those guys and leave him there.
Now, feel free to call in with anything that might happen to be on your mind. Let's change gears here completely. Johnny Ray, we were going to talk about the NSA story, but I don't want to just give it short shrift here. We'll put that on hold and maybe bring that up tomorrow night. Johnny Ray, you had a game of the week.
Right. It's more of a teaser. Well, I will say that I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone this week. I still go back to that. That game for
a strategy card game online.
It's an online collectible card game with
They call it a collectible card game even though it's online. Doesn't that take all the collecting fun out of it?
No, you can collect things online.
Right. Not the same. It's not.
What do you
same.
Mean? This is not the same.
I don't think.
Who
it's
are
the
you
same.
To say?
A collection
you judgmental
has to take up space.
What?
A collection has to take up physical.
It takes up
whatever.
Digital space.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's just not the same, man. I mean, I played the Magic the Gathering online, and yeah, you can get cards online, but it's just they're just digital. They don't exist. They're not real.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah,
okay, they're only on paper, dude, and the artificial scarcity can be just as built in digital spaces. It can be in the online space. I don't know what's wrong with you, you old Luddite, but the fact is that these are collections.
It's a lame collection. You can't show it off to anybody. You can't pass it physically to anyone else. They can't appreciate it in any way.
Right, they can't covet it. Sure they can. You can go in your little groups online and talk about it and say, hey, I've got this card, I play, since we're talking about the game of the week here, Johnny Ray, I used to play this game called Marvel Avengers Alliance on Facebook.
Obsessively. I mean,
anybody who was my Facebook friend would see these things come through, you know, these evangelical click here things that the game sends out whether you want to or not.
Mark is about to fight the Sentinel Mark II. He needs your help.
Right, that kind of thing. What's going on? And it's annoying because most people playing the games don't want to send those out to their friends. It's just, you know, the games do that.
I don't care either.
Right. And Facebook's gotten better about sort of hiding them from you if you're not interested in seeing them. But in that game, there's things that are of more value and more scarce and less scarce. And people talk about them, being digitally valuable. Yeah, so these things are of value. Now, by the way, since we were talking about new games, Marvel Avengers Alliance has come out with a new sort of version called Tactics. Now, what I decided to do, that since I played this a couple of times and kind of liked it, is I created one of those mini, another Facebook account so that it doesn't bother my friends.
Oh, so you log into that when you want to play the game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
Yeah. There you go.
So when is the Tactics one like a strategy version?
They're all strategy. The Tactics one, it's more live motion, like you move around a game board.
Oh. Okay.
So there's different forms of strategy. They're all, strategically based.
See, I know nothing about this game that you've been playing for however many years.
The strategy, once you know the strategy, though, you can't, you can't not know it. It's not that complicated to know the strategy.
Why do you keep playing it? I mean, it seems like... You've played it. I've seen enough of your little updates to know that you've beaten the same guys over and over again. So what's the replay value for this game?
You get more money and be able to buy more things and, increase levels.
So you can go and keep fighting the same guys over and over again.
Yes. Well, so that you can continue to... You can do... player versus player versions and get stronger in that realm too.
Okay.
And there's, you know, there's Easter eggs throughout the, there's digital things that are highly scarce that are in the game that if you play over and over again, you know, you have to battle the Joker.
It's
I'm sorry, the Goblin for me.
Those things have never, and I'm curious to know about you, Johnny Ray, on this. Like some of the newer games that come out, Borderlands 2 was one of them, for instance. You beat the game and then they'll let you play again with all the stats that you collected, and you're just fighting the same characters. They're just leveled up, so instead of a level 3, they're a level 30, and they're stronger, and you're stronger. So it's basically you're playing the same game, but you get more weapons and things like that. But for me, it's like it's still the same plot. So why do I want to go through all of that over again? Have you ever been motivated to do that?
Well, I've certainly been motivated to complete games more than once.
Mm-hmm. XCOM would be an example, right?
Yeah, XCOM would be an example.
I almost did it with XCOM. Like, I had started on that path, but then I got distracted by a different game that I hadn't played yet, so I went and played that instead.
A lot of games, or some of them, I think the good ones, when you go up a difficulty level, say you beat it on easy, or you beat it on medium, and you want to play it again on medium, or you want to play it again on hard, then the change in difficulty can really make a difference in the combat system or the game mechanics.
The gameplay, yeah.
So before, when you were playing through, you were enjoying the narrative,
yeah,
and you were pushed a little bit maybe to fiddle around with your own gameplay so that you could get through, but then when you go in through it again, then you can use your knowledge and the game will test you.
Yeah, I do like the idea of it being more complex or more challenging, I guess, a second time through.
But. On God of War, I noticed this definitely. You play through on beginner mode or whatever, and you just mush some buttons, you go through, you watch the story, you win every time. You go through on Spartan mode, and you better know what series of, that you push these buttons and how to move in and attack each enemy. Otherwise, your Spartan butt's dead.
So, Johnny, the teaser. You've started a game. You just started it today, though, so you don't have a real comprehensive review. What is it? What are you working on?
It's called Pandora First Contact. It's a 4X. I can never remember the X's, but it's like Civ. Civ was the classic 4X game. Explore, expand, exploit, exterminate.
Okay. So like an overhead map kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
building society.
Also, they also call them God games. Not 4X and God game is not synonymous, but I'll continue. So the story is that this is a spiritual successor in many ways to Alpha Centauri, which was one of my favorite games. It's arguably my favorite game of all time.
And this game's called what again?
This game is called Pandora.
Pandora.
Pandora First Contact.
Okay.
So it's like Civ, you're controlling a faction of humans and they've made Planetfall. I'm playing these sort of free market university types. And
are there aliens?
Yes, there are.
Who the hell are you going to be contacting if there aren't aliens?
The thing is, the aliens come in like 200 turns into the game. So all the people are fighting each other, and then it's like Harry Turtledove.
We'll learn more about it next week on Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. In the meantime, you can join us online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Imagine a world in which out-of-control governments monitor every action of every person. Wait, that's today's world. But it's still possible to take control of your own life and your own identity. Start building a new world. Visit mathgate.info and learn basic reasoning skills. Earn pseudonymous academic credentials. That is, earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your name. Take control of your future. Visit mathgate.info.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24 month financing is available, but hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.